faces. Faces of those with a tragic past. Faces of us, mirror imaged and distorted in shattered panes of glass. Faces of the unborn, the dying, the damned. Faces of the unplanned, the unwanted, the surviving, the remnants of fragmented clans. Faces of the believers, the hopeful, hope-filled, blindly waiting, redemption promised. Would that the rest of us could force-feed ourselves their optimism so as to stave off the hungry growlings of fear and despair. What is it about eternity that we find so difficult to accept, yet impossible to relinquish? Faces of God, faces of mortals, faces of profane and the holy, mirror-imaged and distorted in shattered panes of glass. Faces of loved ones, of blood brothers and sisters. What is the relevance of this connection between blood and love, between heart and spirit? What is the blood but a serpentine mass of Venetian canals, of pulsing plasma, a labyrinthine web of veins and arteries, the fuel of life, but not life itself. Faces of priests and doctors, sermons handcrafted by the hands of surgeons, mirror image and distorted and shattered panes of glass. How is it that each of these faces has a uniqueness, not inborn but imposed, a network of insignias etched by the hands of time like the rings of a tree? Yet that with the greatest uniqueness is also that which we call ugly. Faces of the old and the wrinkled, faces of the tired, the huddled masses, faces of the deformed, faces of the beautiful, mirror-imaged and distorted, time-altered, disease-ridden and contorted. Who are we to place ourselves beyond the reaches of tragedy, to expect prosperity amidst the daily choosings of death? Who are we to continue to draw in breath after breath? I have heard the choirs of the martyrs singing their sufferings, flaunting them tauntingly like so many blue ribbons. Faces of the fortunate, the cursed, faces of the blessed, the chosen, the triumphant, faces of the transcendent, faces of the glorified, multiplied by infinity in a three-paned mirror, mirror-imaged and distorted in shattered panes of glass. What is the relevance of the road not taken? What is the meaning of a hypothetical reality, a postulated alternate universe? If I could somehow gather all the tributaries of my life river, would the sum of these tangents contain some significance? Faces of alter egos, of separate selves, arranged in honeycomb-like cells. There is an ancientness within these faces, a lurking primordial visage of the one great ancestor, furrow-browed and square-jawed, driven solely by need, the need to survive, to reproduce. Who are we to deem this entity unworthy of salvation? Who are we to equate chaos with wickedness? Faces of the savage, faces of the pure, the untamed, faces of the brilliant, the inspired, faces of the supposedly insane. It is no longer my face that I see in the puddles, the store windows, the newly shined fenders of passing cars. It is no longer my face inverted and malformed in the bellies of spoons, or transformed into an army of clones in the dressing room mirror. It is the faces of the millions, of the nameless, faces of the warriors and the clowns, faces of God, faces of mortals, faces of the profane and the holy, faces of priests and doctors, faces of the deformed and the beautiful, faces of the martyrs, faces of the damned. And it is all just an abstraction, a meaningless expression, a random image, mirror-imaged and distorted in shattered panes of glass. Just an abstraction, a meaningless expression, a random image, mirror-imaged and distorted in shattered panes of glass.